Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Bards FM here on Brighteon TV. We're kind of in a countdown, I guess, of a sorts of false hope, which would be the way I'd put it. And if you're one of those that believes that this election is going to change anything, you're living in a dream. This is just another stunt that we're walking into of both ends to the middle, and an election that's intended to take everybody's attention off of the greater issues that are at play, try to give hope, and somehow there's going to be a red wave. And what not is just not happening is the reality of what it takes to truly change this nation and this government that is so deeply corrupted. It's like literally like picking off a skin flake and thinking that you got rid of lung cancer. So we're going to talk a bit about that reality today and dig in and give some perspectives on where things are going here and really where our heart and eyes and faith need to be. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
And we're back here at Brighteon TV with Bards FM podcast. Hey, just before we begin, make sure you're heading over to get some of the best sleep supplies available on the market. That's MyPillow. Right now, they've got a great sale on their best sheets, which are the Giza cotton sheets for as low as $29.99. They are absolutely incredible sheets, and you need to check it out. I just spent literally 6 weeks on the road traveling across the nation, and I think I accounted for like 40-some nights in hotels. And I'm going to tell you, there is nothing that compares to the quality and comfort of the Giza cotton sheets and a classic MyPillow. And if you add to that a MyPillow mattress, and then for those that want to slip on those MyPillow slippers in the morning, those My Slippers, you're in the money. So literally head on over to MyPillow.com/Bards. MyPillow.com/Bards. Your promo code is Bards, B-A-R-D-S. There's all sorts of incredible savings. MyPillow goes consumer direct. So the savings that you reflect are happening only because the company has cut out its middlemen and is able to sell directly to us. And of course, that's Mike Lindell's philosophy, is to give best value. And the best part about it is every dollar you spend in one way or another literally helps fight the fight for liberty in this nation. So MyPillow.com/Bards, promo code Bards. Incredible savings right now on the most comfortable sheets you'll ever have. And when you get there, grab a MyPillow Classic pillow, a comforter, and some other things, and set yourself up for one of the best night's sleeps you can possibly get. So MyPillow.com/Bards, promo code Bards. So this week is this big lead up to the event of, I guess we'll just say the election of the century. And it, so much of it is garbage, and to be honest with you, and I'm pretty hard on it intentionally, because so much of what we are dealing with right now is a false belief system by those, and I can't give you numbers of how many people are believing this, but I'm just going to lay down my position, which I'm never short of opinions. But this is really grounded in some pretty hard realities. Right now, there is an elite GOP, and there is an elite on the left that are playing both ends to the middle. So if you really look at what's happening in Brazil, we could see that sort of event happen here, where they just outrightly steal the election, or, which is probably more likely, is that the supposed left elite will point the finger at the supposed right and accuse them of hijacking the election and call it election fraud. It'll just be a reverse scenario of what went on in 2020. And you can expect something of that event. And you're going to get their whole idea, as they laugh their butt off at us, is to try to get us to hate one another. And right now they're doing a pretty good job, because there's still a core of liberals that truly viciously hate and believe that MAGA is a threat. And MAGA, to a large degree, can't stand the liberals. All of this is nonsense, obviously. And this election is nothing more than that sort of nonsensical thing. Now, I'm sure there's going to be people going, yeah, but what about Carrie Lake, or what about this candidate? The point is that these candidates that are getting in are not going to change the world for you. And while there may be a couple of candidates here or there that get in and change things, maybe, the problem is that the depth of the corruption and the ability for a single person to change things is the big lie. They can't. The corruption's too deep. The corruption is going into the depths of billions of dollars, massive graft, massive assurances and threats on life and blackmail that we can't undo. And so if you're focusing on this hopeful outcome of the election, if I was the elite and I was looking at a growing awakening of people that really hated the left, I would elevate up the stupidity of the left even more. And as that MAGA group started to really despise the left more, and I would pull across those Democrats, and as I would say things like, the only way you're going to save the nation is if you vote Democrat to save democracy, knowing that people were pretty wise to that and would literally continue to migrate to the right. And then I would put my candidates in on the right side and have them speak nice things to those people that they want to hear. And I'd sucker them all into a big trap and give them, again, a ton of false hope. Now, there's some good surveys that have come out recently that have, and one in particular that's unprecedented because it took about 3 years. It's not yet public, but I've got enough input from it that it's pretty stunning, because about 83 to 87% of Americans have basically thrown in the towel on the trust in government and the trust in media and the trust in even in church leadership. And they've drawn the line and said that they will die protecting their families. And what's even more important about that survey is it's not gender, or I should say sexual based. So the same position is held by those that are gay and lesbian as they are on heterosexual couples. I'm not endorsing the lifestyles. I'm simply making the point that it is a commonly held position now in a great deal more depth than we've ever imagined. This was a very rigorously done survey over, like I said, about 3 years. that has given some deep insight into the real America. And this is one of the problems we have, is since the corporate media is still runs the main voice and perspectives of what truth is supposed or is, they shape it. And we even have another form of media, which we call the alternative media, trying to counteract that. We're ending up in these bipolar positions, and we're not being able to get a good perspective on what the main body of America is really sitting in. And for the most part, the main body of America is fed up with everything. That's like 83 to 87%. And they're increasingly pulling back to the strength in their family and trying to find their way back to the values that set this country in motion. And those values would be faith and their relationship into God, however that happens for them. Obviously, and by biblical terms, through Christ to the Father. But the point is that they're seeking God and they're trying to find their way back. These elections are clown shows. And it should be recognized that they are, because there's so much emphasis for trying to get people to believe in them. And when the mainstream media and when the main politicians are all telling you to vote, you should throw up a red flag, which we would literally call the BS flag, and say something's wrong here, because they hate everything else. They're casting stones at MAGA, and the MAGA and the other side's casting stones at the left. So Trump's casting stones at the left is casting stones at MAGA, and they're both saying, Obama to Trump are both saying, you need to get out and vote. That's when I start throwing up the major caution flag. It's like, this doesn't make any sense, because it's not solving the problem. What they're promising you is that you will solve the problems of the nation by voting in the right people. The problems of the nation right now are much deeper and much more systemic than just shortages and policy. We're dealing with a collapse of people, literally an implosion of population, thanks to a death shot. It's literally killing globally about 100,000 multiples of that, but at least 100,000 people a week. In the United States alone, we're losing anywhere from 4 to 10 times that per week, depending on the week. So those death numbers are real. In fact, tonight on Bards FM, we have Ed Dowd on. Who's a former BlackRock senior executive, and he has done the hard research and data and can show that there's literally been hundreds of thousands of deaths and disabilities from this shot. And the group that's getting cored out is the millennial group. They're getting slaughtered in all of this. So the shot is one of those things that's so massively critical, and yet you can only find a handful of candidates that are even willing to bring it up, and nobody is talking about persecution of and in justice in terms of big pharma. They're the ones, and they're still pushing this vax nationwide. So you have to start looking at the things they're not talking about, not just the things that they are. And what you come to the summation is it's all just a bunch of BS. The whole, it's just a complete clown show. Until you start to hear that the main platforms, and it doesn't even have to be a party, but that a candidate's main platform are things like stop the injections, period. Do the investigations. Seek justice at any cost against anyone that was complicit in delivering, developing, or injecting this vaccine has ended up doing harm to people. Stop the CBDC, which is the central bank digital currency. Avoid at all costs any migration to a new digital currency. Return to a gold standard. Balance the budget. And purge this nation of this woke strategy. And return ourselves to a Christian nation, which is built on the foundations of a loving Christ and an understanding that we are a country that is ruled with God on the throne above us. That's Declaration of Independence, second paragraph. Easy. Nobody wants to say those things. For fear of, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's because they've been so effectively bought off. I don't know if it's because we are seeing corporate players that are coming out, like I said earlier, under this new umbrella of, we know that there's a migration of interest into a MAGA-type political environment. Make America Great political environment that's now dominating the American political landscape. So they're going to start shaping their candidates. But I can almost guarantee you that outside of a couple of people, I don't care who you vote into D.C., they still have to confront the blackmail and the antics of these intelligence agencies and those dark secret societies that do brilliant jobs at keeping people from speaking out. My guess is that the majority of this new group that's supposed to be coming in will be effectively neutered within a couple of months, and they'll give you a lot of lip service and produce very little of anything. That's typically what Washington does. And don't forget that they still have between now and the end of the year, January 20th roughly, to do whatever they need to do to ensure that their order remains in power. The naivety of anybody, it's a profound naivety for anybody to be believing in the elections as a true change process in this country. The United States election process is permanently and completely corrupted and broken the way it is right now. There's even a recent testimony that shows that Iranian hackers used a open source piece of software, which they downloaded, were able to hack the election data. And I believe it was in Wisconsin, but that's not specific, but one of the states they hacked. They took that election data. They then created it. They automated it so that it would automatically fill out sending in a ballot on the government website for soldiers overseas. And they created thousands of fake ballots by doing it, by running it through the system. This election fraud is so deep and so massive. And there's no possible way that it's not going to happen this time. So if your candidate wins, you better be asking a question of how. And even greater, why? And that doesn't make people feel comfortable, because people right now want to believe in a hope that it's all going to come to them and it's going to be okay. That we're somehow going to get ahead of this thing and that we can fix this quickly. This mess that we're in is going to go on for some time. It is ugly. You have people in New York, politicians that are taking down signs for the governor race, for the Republican governor's side. And they're justifying it by saying, well, he's committing a crime by putting these here, knowing damn well that the reason they're doing it is because they're trying to suppress the vote. But they're willing to lie, cheat, steal at any cost. That's literally just devil work right there. Because people's morals are so deeply bankrupt. They don't care about the nation. They care about winning for their cause and their need. And the big lie about this, what we call the left, is it is a society that offers free crap to live with, always making promises of making life easier. That's the simple fact. So you have a burgeoning, lazy welfare segment of society, and they are, because they want UBIs, universal basic incomes. They want promises of health care from life to from cradle to grave. They are all about making life easier and safer. And the way they're doing that is to turn to government. That's a lost and broken people. And they're not part of a country that I want to be part of. I mean, I'd wish them well, but I'd happily put every damn one of them on a boat and stick them on an island somewhere off in the middle of the ocean and let them live out their dreams of foolishness and stupidity, which they call socialism and progressive socialism. These people are adrift in such a deep way because they have no understanding of what a society looks like when it truly is sovereign and free and rooted in liberty. In particular, liberty, when we say that, as our country was intended with God on the throne. Remember, a large percentage of people right now that are voting what we call left in that left block are atheist and agnostic. And I would argue that it's really not even possible to be anything else, because if you're going to promote the platform or support a platform of abortion, you're definitely not living within an acceptance of how God intends things to be. That's just, you're just living as a murderer or a complicit in murder of children. So we're in a very difficult time right now where we're going to have to kind of tighten up our bootstraps and get real. I'm not telling you not to vote this week. Do vote. It's a process. And it takes away a counter. At the very least, voting prevents anybody from saying to you, as you know, well, it didn't change because you didn't vote. So do vote, because the system needs to be proven how bad it is, and it is atrocious. And hopefully we see something really bad that comes out of this. And I mean that, like blatant, absolutely blatant election rigging, or the other side, like the left, screaming that the right rigged the election, when in fact it's just real numbers. But whatever that is, do vote, because it's an encouragement to make sure the system is gets stressed to such a degree that hopefully it falls apart completely. The system has to be brought to the ground. And I can't stress that enough. It is a corrupted temple. But my big caution and my big statement here is, don't count on it changing anything. And if you're one of those that's trying to find these hopes, you're finding false hope in the institutions of men rather than finding real hope through your relationship in God. The one thing that everyone should be doing this week when you cast a vote is, before you cast a vote, you should be making a prayer and a vote into heaven first of what you want for this nation. And hopefully that prayer includes establishing once again as God as king on the throne above this nation. That was what was intended originally. Again, you wonder about that, go to the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, because it's right there. So we are in a time right now where hopefully that what's remaining in the vestiges of the naivety that believe that somehow government can fix things will be destroyed. And we'll see that destruction happen. Those that are sitting with distrust in the government, which, as we say, it looks like about 83%, the hope is that this process in the election will affirm that to a whole new level, to where there's no possibility that those 83% will ever trust this form of government, these current pastors in a broad spectrum, though there are some good ones. The institution of the church is deeply corrupted, and that there will be no trust in our courts. That's where we need to be, because we are that broken. And a few elections are not just going to fix that. It's going to take a concerted effort by the people to put their foot down and say enough is enough, and to literally retract from any support of the government, and then stand to reset our local governance in such a way that it reflects truly what the Constitution says and what the Declaration of Independence says, so that we are back in communities that are living by what our founding fathers intended, and then we can start moving forward to rebuild this nation one step at a time. Now, for those that are wishing civil war, and or talking about it, because I've heard plenty of that, where they're saying things like, well, the only way back is if we have civil war. That's a damn fool statement. Seriously. Because if it's somebody who is living in a dream world of something they saw probably on a game show on Hollywood, some Hollywood channel, or even some sort of electronic gaming game that they played, because civil war ends in unbelievable bloodshed and destruction. And until you walk those fallow grounds to really see what it does, you don't appreciate it. Bosnia and Afghanistan are two examples. And it's ugly, bloody, and horrific. So don't wish for that. The type of change that needs to happen is a reorientation of where we put our trust, our hope, and our efforts, and hope is not even a right term, where we put our focus for transformation is happening through our prayers into God, and then walking with that power of kingdom to reset our local communities, and just essentially ignoring the federal government. For some, that's going to sound naive, because I can already hear the echoes on that one. It's like, you're going to have government at your door, blah, blah, blah. We keep saying things like that. And there's been a couple of good examples of things like that where they have raided. But every single time that they have been successful, specifically the FBI, in raiding somebody, what has been missing is the community that comes to rally in front of the FBI to tell them to stand down and to go home. And to create that impossible situation for them, that they must now face truly an angry and potentially armed patriot movement that says, you will not be in our town, you will not be in our county, you will not be in our communities, get out. And then push back to the sheriff. But it is going to be a difficult fight, and we are not going to solve this fight easily or quickly. And the expectation of this being fixed through one election or having significant impact on the election, I think, is a fool's errand. We just can't get there fast enough with enough votes, enough people changing out, especially positions that we do not have any control over. They're the real ones, like the SES class. So again, our change and our focus has to be in our heart, not in our mind. And we're fighting this in our mind a lot. We're going to get into all of that in this next segment of the show, where we start to really look at the orientation through faith rather than through the vote, the mechanics of a vote. Be right back after these messages.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
And we're back here on Brighteon TV with Bards FM podcast. So, Patriots, before we get further, mystore.com/Bards. mystore.com/Bards is the best place to buy products. This is a new project Mike Lindell's kicked off to push for an alternative to Amazon. And it's a great place to go. And what you'll find there is also one of a great and one of my favorite products, which is my coffee. So if you head on over to mystore.com/Bards and then you use your promo code Bards, you're going to find my coffee right there, which is totally cool. It's a great product. Three different types of roast: light, medium, and dark. I've tried all three. I use all three. And you'll save 25% off with your promo code Bards. It's a fantastic coffee. It's roasted here in the United States. Typical great value from my coffee and great quality. So check it out. It's a great product. And there's many other products on my store as well. Like I said, Mike is building this up to be, Mike Lindell is building this up to be an alternative to Amazon, where it's going to be patriot friendly, patriot safe. Safe meaning that the liberal nut jobs won't be able to, the woke movement of insanity that gets triggered on the slightest indication that you might love America. Well, as you can see from the site, there's plenty of American flags, and there will continue to be, and many products that are available there. So again, mystore.com/Bards And then while you're there, click on My Coffee. You will not be disappointed. 25% off. Great roast, great flavor, great quality. I use it, love it, enjoy it. So there you go. MyStore.com/Bards, and your promo code is Bards. So one of the big things that is really we're facing as a nation, and I think it's pretty critical that we start to come to grips with what's being put upon us for a good reason. We're in a time right now of having to reassess where our true belief sits. And unfortunately, we are in a place as a nation where we're still trying to believe in the institutions of men. Now, I mentioned a survey that was out there, and it is going to come out. I just talked to one of the people, a good friend of mine, Pastor Brad Cummings, who's been going through the details of it this morning. And hopefully we'll be able to get them on the Bards FM show we'll be able to discuss it more in detail. But the fact is that those numbers are significant because the values of what was found in 83 to 86% of Americans are really what we would call Christian values. The protection of family, the reinforcement and need to build up the family and nuclear family again. The idea that government is too big and should not be trusted. Whether you realize it or not, distrusting government was fundamental in starting this nation, and we need to get back to that. Our government is completely out of control, and it has become a tyranny against us, and there's really no fixing that. We have too many people that are obsessed in government and industry about saving their pension, preserving their 401k, their salaries, their benefits at the expense of people at any cost. And this is where the deep systemic corruption is, because it's a corruption in the heart. And that's the worst. Our nation right now needs to be looking to God, not looking to voting systems to fix it. Now, for those of you that are voting, and yes, I'll be voting because I know people have asked if I will. Yes, I'll be voting, but I vote with no interest in this system. I'm going to be clear about that. I cast my vote because I'm choosing candidates that are lesser of danger than others for the most part, and voting down measures that are completely anti-constitutional. But I don't worry. I cast this vote here. Like in Oregon, we're all mail-in vote anyway, so it's 100% corrupted from the very beginning. However, my first vote is cast to the courts of heaven. Now, for a lot of people, I think that sounds very like, oh, like whatever, dude. You know, but this is where we are getting things so wrong. And we really are getting things wrong here. We are trying to live and fight in a physical realm when our opponents are starting their fight in the spiritual, in the occult, and they're waging war through the occult into the physical realm. And we're sitting over here on the sideline trying to figure out how we're going to work in this dirt world and try to somehow rally heaven around us. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body, not a physical being trying to get a spiritual body or spiritual existence. And we need to get this right. The crazy part about it is we are dealing with an enemy, and I don't care what side you're on, whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're conservative or woke, those people that you're following in leadership in one way or another are tied to the occult, because you don't get to the positions of power unless you have had dealings with the occult. That's who runs the world. And the higher you go, the deeper it gets into the occult. And it takes many forms. And it, in the lower levels, it sounds very benign. Things like New Age philosophies, the idea of everybody needs to get along. There's great oneness in the world. We're going through a great awakening to where we're all going to come together and we're going to love each other and everything will be forgotten and we'll move forward. None of these systems like this tie into a greater understanding of where we are as we walk with Christians, as Christians. And we are a Christian nation. Don't kid yourself about that. And part of that is how we, and we, as we walk in this world, there is accountability. We don't get to excuse ourselves from accountability. So as an example to this last week, on the front cover of The Atlantic, there was a call for a pandemic amnesty. And then the words that followed were, we must forgive each other for how we treated each other in this dark times. Amnesty is not the word that we would use, because amnesty is asking that there is no accountability, and they're tying forgiveness to accountability, meaning to no accountability. That's what that article is essentially saying. That amnesty means that there can be no justice put between us because we made mistakes, no big deal. Forgive and forget, let's move on. That's called peace at any cost, and there's no way a society can ever survive that. Forgiving, as we are going to have to do, because there's been a ton of stupid in this time, an unbelievable, unprecedented level of cultural retardation that has settled in on America, where people have turned against each other, families have divided themselves because one person chose to do the right thing and not take the injection, while a bunch of cultists or influenced by the cult took the injection, proclaiming that there was only one way to save the world and they had to sacrifice themselves through the injection of whatever they put inside themselves. And we know what's in there. I don't know what's going to happen to them, but I can tell you right now, the way things are lining up, it's not good. But nonetheless, when we're talking about this principle of amnesty, there were crimes done and there were sins made. So from the standpoint of what God asks us of us, we have to forgive. That's what we are told, forgive. And the forgiveness is really to take the burden off of my heart and to cast it and pass it on to heaven, to take that weight off, so that I can walk in this world without anger, without hatred towards another person. And with that is the ability for us to love in the sense of heaven, to bring them into the power of love that literally is overwhelming and brings people to the feet of Jesus. It disarms evil. At the same time, those that are out here that have done the crimes are going to have to face a reality that you don't get to walk away from what was done or said and wash your hands of it like it never happened. That's where we come into accountability and justice, because both of those things will happen in this world and must. For the darker crimes of those that literally were injecting others, not just influencing. And there's plenty of family members out here and plenty of parents that did the retarded thing and allowed their children to be injected or encouraged and really pushed or blackmailed even, because they would say to their family member, their parents say, you can't see the kids unless you're injected. I mean, there were some really horrific things that have been done, all in the name of taking an injection that was experimental, never tested on humans. And with a COVID threat, whatever that was, a flu with a spike, an elevated spike protein, essentially, all with a survival rate of 98.3 or 98.5%. I mean, the insanity of this, as we know, is almost just beyond understanding. But as a society, in order for us to move forward, we're going to have to find in our hearts to forgive. But at the same time, as with truth, truth doesn't mean that you get an easy pass. Truth can be a brutal thing in life. In fact, truth should be sometimes brutal, because it is the truth, and whether you want to hear it or not. That's the same here. As forgiveness, I'm taking that burden off of my heart. But at the same time, there's a justice that has to be implemented that is blind, in the sense it doesn't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't care whether you're 93-year-old or 2-year-old. There is a blindness to justice that has to be implemented, because with this, there was so much done in the name of being obedient to the state and not obedient to God. It's unbelievable. And we're still in that OODA loop right now. We're still trying to fix all of this in too many levels by turning to the institutions and thinking that somehow we can correct that. The biggest correction that needs to happen in this nation is that where we put our first vote in everything, where we put our eyes first in everything, is on Jesus and through Jesus to the Father. And once we get into that habit and understanding that we're literally living through the body of Christ, that Father God has an intention for us, and we have to set our ego aside, we have to set our concept of what we think this world is about aside and start truly trusting in him. And trusting isn't just like, okay, I'm ready to trust. It takes a series of things that have to happen to really build up that ability to access and have the communications with Father. One of those is outrightly, we have to repent and accept Christ. And the repentance process is to literally be before the throne, bring our sins to there and say, I am accountable for these. I own these and I'm asking for forgiveness. We are going to have to be honest with ourselves as well that we have to forgive. As we are forgiven, we have to forgive others. That's not even a negotiable. We are going to have to learn to love. And love is not about hugs and kisses. It is not about corporal love. It is about a lever and measure of love where we're realizing the magnificent and magnificence of Father God's worlds and his creation, to realize that we have a lot more in common than we do difference, but we believe the lie that difference and race and color and creed are all there. Now, with that comes the next wave of attack to us. It's already happening. That somehow if we don't accept a transgender, a furry, some sort of sexual freak, that we're suddenly now going to become bigoted Christians. That's, again, our love is driven towards the word and scripture. There's only two genders, let's be clear. And that's just the way it is. And if it makes people uncomfortable, well, tough. But you're born, you don't get a choice to choose your gender, even though they're trying hard to do it. And we have to live humbly. And part of being humble is our choice to be humble before the throne. It isn't something that God's going to come down and strike you with a humble lightning bolt. You have to make that choice. And humbling is humbling in the heart as we walk in this world. Setting our ego aside, paying attention to how this world actually works, paying attention to what's important to Father God. Being compassionate for people's place. I am very compassionate about where people are. I'm even forgiving for some of the actions they've done. But all of that wraps into this same integration again of forgiving and humbled and loving all require accountability. And as we accept accountability in the court of heaven and realize it is real and there's consequences to it, what we do here, we begin to live a different way in this world, in this time, to where we are truly willing to be accountable for what we've done. And that's what, again, back to that Atlantic article, which is a deep reflection of how the left is thinking right now, because the Atlantic is kind of like the elitist special little mouthpiece that really presents their more the elite, more collective position of where they are. Asking for amnesty is saying that they know that there are many, many people pushing for crimes and punishment of a crime. And so they're trying to backstop this a bit by asking for amnesty. And then, of course, like I said, sliding the words in, well, you know, let us forgive and forget. We don't forget. That's not part of it. We can forgive. That's not even an issue. We must forgive because you're taking that burden off your heart and you're handing it to Father God. And then we must, in order to heal, there has to be repentance. And there has to be a renunciation of the activity, a rebuking of all the influences that were around that. And there has to be an acceptance that there's going to be some form of justice that comes along with it that could lead very well to some very difficult moments. But that's the part that people don't want to get their hands in, because it's, if they've been complicit in things, especially, they know that they're going to face a consequence. So it's much easier to say something like, oh, amnesty and let's forgive. But the obvious issue is that as we are moving forward as a nation, we're going to have to start really digging into the appreciation of what forgiveness is. And we have to start being prepared as we go forward here to realize that the healing and the restoration of this nation is not going to come through an election process, because nothing has changed in our hearts. Besides the fact that nothing in the election system has fundamentally changed. The abilities to access it, get a hold of data, flip votes, do digital tricks before the very eye. That whole system is so broken right now. There is no way you can ever trust a vote. And even if you do get a vote that you like, be very cautious because you need to ask yourself how that actually happened. I know there's going to be a lot of strange rationalizations that come out of this. Like, well, it's because there were so many of us. It's because we voted hard and we got out and canvassed. None of that has anything to do with the price of tea in China. Nothing. All of this is about the machines, the access to them, and who is trying to stay in control. And regardless of how they do it, they will cheat. So as a nation, when you start to see that, you start to see the willingness to cheat, and we're seeing it everywhere. That's a corrupted value structure within the nation. That is a foundational principle that we have to change. And the only thing that ultimately changes that, it's not going to be a discussion like, you need to be better. You need to get better. You need to stop being corrupt. And they're going to be like, sure, I'll do that. And they'll go do the same thing again. Or they'll tell you, no, I'm not going to, because I believe so much in the nation. What you're voting for is wrong. That isn't the way the system works, but it's the way in their mind they can justify anything. So it's imperative for us to be taking this position as we walk not of this world, but we're walking as spiritual entities in a physical form in this world. We have to provide the wisdom and guidance for people to realize where their true vote and focus needs to be. And that is always going to be first and foremost to Christ, to the Father, in all things, without exception. And as we walk that path and we're seeking a tighter and more intimate relationship with Father, we're also going to learn something else, just how much He truly loves everyone and how much He's willing to extend grace and extend mercy and extend love. That doesn't change our process of requiring, demanding accountability and justice. We can learn and must learn to love and forgive. But that does not mean love and forgiveness are a blanket check to wipe off everything you've done without having any accountability or injustice, because that's when it falls apart. And truly, repentance before Christ is accountability. That's something to keep in mind. A lot of challenges ahead. Don't get wrapped up in this nonsense of the election. Vote, but leave it at that. Because it's not going to be what you think it is. The vote is a major trick right now, a big one. And it's intended to lure people in and keep your hope alive that the institutions of men can somehow fix it for you. The only institution that can fix this for you is the kingdom of heaven with God on the throne. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time, and we put ourselves humbly by choice before you, just asking that you lift some of the weight from this current events to dispel some of the naivety that somehow these institutions of men are going to fix things, and reinvigorate our focus to understand that the true sense of change is going to come through us in all things we do, all things that we say, all things that we think, and all things that we pray. Father, we pray most of all for this nation right now to have a complete and continued returning to an understanding and love of what it is to walk as a country emboldened and unified by your throne, which sits above this nation by design and in the one body of Christ. So, Father, in these times, please guide us, raise us up, give us the wisdom needed to find this a way forward for this country that will bring people together, set aside their political differences, and start seeing people truly for what's in their heart rather than what's in their mind. So we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Lots of big things. This is going to be a pretty crazy next few weeks. You're hearing things like diesel costs are down, high influx of people with heart problems in the hospitals, food shortages are mounting. Heat is going to be a big issue this year for people in the Northeast. Please keep that in mind if you're looking to help people. It's going to get very real and very quickly. It's very real. Make sure that you're taking care of your own preps. Make sure you're taking care of what you need to take care of to ensure the safety of your family. It's very critical because things can fall apart very quickly and you don't want to be caught flat-footed. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Mission forward. Don't forget to subdue the enemy. Patriots, I'll see you next week. Until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.